saying nothing, lying where the sun is, baking down upon our sides.
All right, welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me questions at bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N. And we have Harley Sherilyn Laban. I mean, Sherilyn Harley Laban with us now. She has served as a political appointee in the George W. Bush administration, as a spokesman at the Republican National Committee, as a senior counsel for the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee. And she is so awesome that I can't even talk. So welcome back to the show, Sherilyn.
Great to be with you, Bruce. Always good to be with you, in fact.
Well, I learned from you, and I know my listeners learned from you, so I'm very, very grateful to join us. I mean, you have a very hectic schedule on top of being a mom to young girls.
Yeah.
So you are a busy woman. You are trying to have it all, and at least by my take, you at least are doing it all. I don't know if you have it all, but you're doing it all.
Trying to, and I thought, Bruce, some of your listeners would like to know sort of what was happening at the Supreme Court this week with the Hobby Lobby case, right? The formal name is Sebelius versus Hobby Lobby, and this is, of course, the religious freedom issue here, and they're arguing, of course, the plaintiffs are arguing against this birth control mandate that has been implemented in Obamacare, right? The Obamacare mandate requiring
meaning that every company has to provide all the different options for birth control to every employee,
right.
Correct?
All the different options. Now, I think it's important, very important for your listeners. And as a mom, a woman who's given birth twice, this is very important to me. The narrative that perhaps some would like you to think, and this is you as in the general population, is that this is about the other side and more specifically conservatives restricting a woman's access to birth control. And I just want to say to you, Bruce, and to your listeners, this could not be further from the truth. What this is about is whether family businesses have religious liberty rights and whether they are, in fact, required to provide these four, let me say four, very specific drugs, which they consider to be abortifacients, whether they need to provide...
Wait, that's too big a word for me.
Too big of a word. So, abortifacients are the four drugs, and those four drugs are the emergency contraception, Plan B, Ella, and the IUD. In this particular family who own Hobby Lobby, the Green family feel that providing these drugs go against their moral conscience, okay? Because they believe these four drugs, in effect, well, not in effect, but they believe that these drugs terminate life. Now,
yes, they do. That's why people get them.
That's
you know,
right.
Let me interrupt you for a second. You said that the people that support this imposition on everybody to provide these try to spin it one way. I think they also spin it to it's always about women's freedom of choice. It's about women's right to control their bodies. And frankly, it's I think that belongs in the category of my initials. It's BS.
Because let me say this. Let me say something that this has been left out of the media narrative. The Green family support, and let me say this, support 16 out of the 20 FDA-approved contraceptions.
So birth control, they are okay with.
All that. 16 out of the 20 FDA-approved contraceptives. They approve of that. They support those. The only four they do not support are the ones I've already articulated. And here's another important thing.
Those are the ones that basically encourage or stimulate end life. Okay.
Terminate life. And I think here's another important thing that I really want all young women to understand, and I want my daughter to understand this when she is of the appropriate age. The freedom to access birth control isn't dependent on your employer paying for it, okay? It's just not.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Americans, it's not in the Constitution either.
Right, it's not. It's not. Now let me say this, though. Speaking of the Constitution, all Americans have a right to bear arms, Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
But those Second Amendment protections aren't dependent on businesses buying guns for their employees. Okay?
Right. That's so good. That's so on point.
I mean, that's just not how this works, right? So your freedom to access birth control isn't dependent on somebody else paying for it. No one arguing for the other company, the Conestoga Wood, no one arguing for Hobby Lobby, Paul Clement, who was the lawyer arguing in the Supreme Court, no one is denying women the freedom to make choices about birth control. No one is doing that here. No one. Let's be clear.
Yeah, but yet nor it's, should it's framed, anyone. It's framed as if we are just these arch conservatives trying to control
right.
women.
No one is. Nor should anyone, I might add, deny religious believers the freedom not to be involved in other people's choices in a way that's going to violate their conscience. Because the other family, the Hans, with Conestoga Wood, they are Mennonites, okay? They are Mennonites.
Mm-hmm.
So they really believe that providing those four forms of birth control is really against their conscience, right? They believe it violates their conscience, and they have a right to do that. They're a private company.
They
have a right to
do that. I sure thought they did. I mean, it just seems things are getting turned upside down. May I switch this a little bit on you, Sherilyn?
Sure.
One of the things I've heard, and this just blows my mind, is that a lot of the thinking and the voting in this case seems to be going along gender lines. Is that true?
Yes.
I mean, are the people on the Supreme Court voting with their genitals?
Yes, and let me say something. Right out of the box, Justice Kagan, Sotomayor, and Ginsburg came out swinging on this issue. Came out swinging. And here's one of the unfortunate things that I should share with your listeners that Justice Kagan said, because to me, and I'm going to quote this, to me, this kind of, it seems like she's been reading from the Democrat talking points. She says, women are, quote, quite tangibly harmed, end quote, when employers don't provide contraceptive coverage. Well, she's got it all wrong, Bruce. She's got it all wrong. Nobody is saying, right? The Greens are... They are providing contraceptive coverage, okay? This is, again, something the narrative is all wrong, and we need to correct the record. They are providing 16 out of 20 FDA-approved contraceptives. Justice Kagan has that wrong.
Sherilyn, I don't even understand why any employer and any health plan should have to provide contraceptive. That seems to me like provide, I don't even understand it. That doesn't seem to be a right. That seems to be, if I want to buy a gun, I have to go buy a gun. If I want to go get
your employer isn't going to provide that, right? It shouldn't have to.
It's beyond me. Why that is something that should be provided. I don't understand that. So where's this going to go? I mean, we're nearly out of time in the segment.
Well, I
got to
tell you,
so
the three female justices came out swinging. Your other justices on the other side, Justice Thomas wasn't vocal, but Alito and Scalia, of course, lobbed the questions to Varelli, who was the solicitor arguing for the government. And what was interesting, not only Kennedy was in the middle lobbying questions to both sides, but then there was Justice Breyer, who also, which is unusual because normally he's with the left, the leftist side of the court, he was lobbying questions to both sides as well. So,
what was Roberts doing?
Roberts was doing what Roberts does best, being neutral. Being neutral. And as I tell conservatives, you know, I wouldn't count on him. I wouldn't count on him. If you're thinking that he's going to be on your side, you might be disappointed. okay? You can count on Thomas, Alito, and Scalia. You know where the three women are going to be. And I just don't know on this side where Breyer and Kennedy are going to be. Kennedy is, of course, always a swing vote. But with Breyer, I don't know. I think in the end, Breyer is going to end up voting with Sotomayor and Ginsburg and Kagan. But we just don't know. And, of course, we will not get a decision until the court goes ready to go into summer recess or recess for the year in June. So we do have to wait this long until we get a decision on this matter.
Hmm. Do you have any gut feelings? Predictions?
My gut is I think the Obamacare mandate's going to be struck down. That's my gut. And I'll tell you why.
Regarding this particular, yeah.
And I'll tell you why. Because it's only these four. I mean, this is just common sense here. It's only these four. The Green family is offering the 16 out of 20, Bruce. It's just four. Why should they be forced to provide that if it's against their religious freedom, right? If this is something that they feel so strongly against. And I also make the comparison to infertility coverage. Many health insurance companies don't provide infertility coverage. Many men and women want it. So what do? If you want it, you go and you find another way of paying for it, Bruce. If women really want these four drugs, they will find a way of paying for it. They will go and get it. The other 16 are covered under this health plan.
It's upside down. It's just upside down. We got a break, Sherilyn. Thank you. I'm sorry you don't feel passionate about this. Next time, I hope you ramp it up a little bit. Where can my listeners find you?
Your listeners can follow me. And by the way, I'm tweeting quite a bit about this. Harley, at Harley, H-A-R-L-E-Y, Lebon, L-E-B-O-N.
Terrific. I hope you can come to Dad Chat tonight. We're taking on drugs and drinking and our kids. It's a big topic.
That should be very interesting. I'm going to need to join you for that.
I hope you will. All right. Stay tuned, everybody. Pastor Drew is coming next after these messages.
135 pounds, but I saw that giant of a man brought down to his knees by love. He was the kind of man that would gamble on luck, look you in the eye and never back up. But I saw him a-crying like a little whip pup because of love.